This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Stay tuned for the next 4 minutes of practical insight and encouragement from the Bible for your daily walk with Christ. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
There's no book in the world like the book of Exodus. Exodus signifies departure because it tells the story of the departure of the children of God from Egypt. The book of Exodus should hold an important place in our lives because it lays further groundwork in the history of redemption that comes in the person and atoning death of the Messiah. Exodus begins a great new stage in the development of the Messianic nation, the importance of which cannot be overemphasized. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, a look at the book of Exodus. Egypt was settled by the descendants of Ham. Moses was the adopted son of the queen, and in his preparation to be Israel's lawgiver, was educated in all the wisdom and learning of that day. Egypt was surrounded, isolated, and protected by the wild and awesome desert. The first great empire in history developed right there, and through its tombs and pyramids, this ancient civilization has been remarkably preserved. In this setting, Moses grew to manhood. His mother so imbued him with traditions of his people while he was a child that all the allurements of the heathen palace never eradicated those early impressions. He had the finest education Egypt offered, but it did not turn his head nor cause him to lose his simple childlike faith. What a mother, and what a lesson to the importance and power of godly training in the early years. In God's providence, he not only spent 40 years in the palace, but also 40 years in the wilderness. The loneliness and roughness of the wilderness developed sturdy qualities hardly possible in the soft life of the palace. In the wilderness at the burning bush, God revealed himself to Moses as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He commissioned Moses to lead the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. After God had overcome Moses' objections, Moses confronted Pharaoh with the demand, Let my people go. After 10 serious plagues had struck the land, the request was granted. In the midst of the 10th plague, the destroying angel passed over the homes of Israel that were protected by the blood of the sacrifice. It is a picture of our own situation. Under the bondage of sin, we are saved by the sacrifice of Christ and set free to serve the Lord. The passage through the Red Sea and the destruction of the army of Pharaoh ushers them into their desert experience, where they wandered for 40 years. Shortly after this, Moses received the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai. They were in two sections, written by the finger of God. The first, duties to God, regarding God's being, worship, name, and day. The second, duty to others, regarding parents, life, purity, honesty, truth, and covetousness. This book is loaded with important spiritual truth.
To help you make the Word of God a priority each day, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each month, this self-study guide will give you a plan for Bible reading and offer practical insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. To receive your free copy, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.